from shocking to shock, the coach of Marquette joining us now. Had the chance to coach Justin Lewis last season. So, coach, first of all, what do you do on nights like this when you have a player that is expecting to fulfill their dreams and go in the NBA draft?
I watch the draft. I've got a chance to go a few times with guys that are, I guess you'd say, invited to the green room or whatever you call it. But on a night like tonight, Justin's actually there. He's in a suite at the Barclays Center with some other guys from his agency. I just sit at home and watch.
Shaka, you know, what, in your opinion, are some of the best traits of Justin that will translate well to the NBA?
I think one of the best things Justin has going for him right now is his trajectory. He's a way better player at 18 than he was at 17, and he was a way better player at 19 than he was at 18. So in my experience with guys that I've seen that have, you know, moved to that level, if they have that going for them and they can just maintain a positive momentum growing as a player and growing in all the elements of character and competitive character that make you good on the court, then, you know, a lot of the basketball particulars take care of themselves. But to answer your question, he's got really good length. He's got huge hands. He's got a really unique body, strong legs. I think his body's going to continue to get even stronger as he gets older. He's really developed his shooting. He had a workout with one of the NBA teams a couple of days ago and made in the high 70s out of 100 in their, you know, in their shooting drills. So he's really, really gotten much better with his three-point shooting. And developing in a lot of other areas as well.
What's the one area, if there is one, where you really saw the most improvement for him, whether it was on the court or off the court throughout the course of the season?
Well, the most improvement was as a person, for sure. Just his, again, the elements of character that make someone, you know, good as a as an athlete and as a part of a team. Consistency, communication, the willingness to hold yourself and others accountable. You know, other aspects of being a teammate, encouraging others, those sorts of things. But basketball-wise, again, I would say his shooting really, really took a big jump. I think he shot in the teens percentage-wise or low 20s as a freshman from three. And then, you know, this past year, he was still streaky at times, but, you know, he really, you know, put a lot of time and effort into his shooting. Got way better. I think it's something he's going to continue to improve on.
This is Wisconsin basketball draft night on 620 WTMJ and across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Bruss. That's Justin Garcia. We're joined here by Shaka Smart, the head coach of Marquette. And coach, we've been talking a little bit about some of the unique players that have some unique roles within teams in the NBA. PJ Tucker, Grant Williams. And I trust coaches because you guys always come up with unique nicknames, you know, whether it be tweener or, you know, like I remember assistant coaches in scouting report always made up, you know, some names for a type of player. Do you have a like a name for that type of player of like PJ Tucker or Grant Williams that's versatile, could guard every position? It's kind of like a new age, you know, I don't know, positionless basketball player.
Yeah, you know, when I used to work for Billy Donovan at Florida, he would call those guys hard rocking brothers.
I love it. I love it. We were trying to think of an easy way to say it, but you nailed it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really where basketball's going. And that's one thing that's exciting for Justin. A few weeks ago, we went down to the combine to watch Justin as he was going through some of the drills and measurements there. And one of my buddies who's a head coach, actually, one of the NBA teams, came up and he sat down and he hadn't really watched Justin much up close. He'd seen him on TV, but he saw him up close and he said, you know what, that's what guys in this league look like from the standpoint of what you're saying. 6'6", 6'7", versatility, good body, strength, ability to defend multiple positions. Obviously, Justin just turned 20 years old, so he's got a lot of developing still to do, but he definitely falls under that category of being a guy that can, I guess a shorthand way of putting it is he can be a dude.
I love it. I love it. And I think he could fit that mold and grow into that. And I think it's intriguing as well to ask coaches about guys they coached against. And obviously you had a chance to go against Johnny Davis early in the season as your team was progressing. What are your thoughts on Johnny and what he'll do well in the NBA?
Man, I was just so impressed with how much better he got. And obviously that's a testament to Coach Gard and his staff as well. As Johnny and his work ethic. To be honest, every once in a while you play against a guy who seems like he's got rockets in his ass. and I know it's kind of a crude way to put it, but like as a young coach, I got a chance to be on a staff that coached against Dwayne Wade. And I felt that way about him. It was like, wow, this guy moves differently. He just kind of explodes. And when we played Johnny, and I'm not saying Johnny Davis is Dwayne Wade, but he had that same type of acceleration and a pretty darn good defender of ours, Daryl Morcel, who also, has a chance, I think, to, find his way in professional basketball and maybe catch on with the team at some point. He could not stay in front of Johnny Davis. I mean, and it was really not close. So that's when I saw a couple of those plays early in the game, I said, this is going to be a challenge.
And there was familiarity there too, because Daryl had come from Maryland, I believe might have been defensive player of the year or first team all defense in the Big Ten.
He was. But you know what, Johnny Davis, and this is again a testament to his growth, he was just a flat out different player as a sophomore than he was as a freshman. More confident, stronger, more assertive. And I think, again, that's something that he and Justin Lewis both have going for them. We're talking about really, really young guys. So if you're on a good trajectory and you're significantly better than you were the year before, if you can just stay on that trajectory, then you think about it 3, 4, 5 years from now, you're going to be in great shape. The challenge is, a lot of the, everything that falls under the label hard, that comes at you fast when you get to that highest level, and sometimes that can impact your trajectory.
Coach, what's the process for you when you have a kid? I mean, obviously, watching him, you know when he's ready for the next level, but just the conversation of getting him ready for the NBA, not so much as a player, but you talked about the growth that Justin made as a man. Going into that, of making sure he's ready for the next level?
Well, the hardest part is physical readiness is not necessarily the same as mental readiness, is not necessarily the same as emotional readiness. And sometimes those things don't all happen at the same, in the same, span of time. I coached a guy a few years back, I won't say his name, but his physical readiness was so obvious that he was going to be a lottery pick. But his readiness in maybe some of those other areas was not as high, and even to the point where his family didn't want him to go. But as you guys know, tough to say no when there's teams that want to pick you in the top 10 picks. And so that's the real challenge.
I wish I knew, Coach.
Yeah, as we could all imagine. But that's the challenge is getting guys to understand, hey, there's getting picked. And I always feel this, like the few times I've been at the draft, there's the moment you get picked, you go up on that stage, and it's just unbelievable. But then it's like, as a coach, I'm thinking, now this is when the really exciting part begins, because you get to prove that you're better than the guys picked before you, or you get to go against some of those guys that are picked kind of around the same range. So I'm like, man, if it was me, I want to go to the gym that night. But that's probably why I played Division III basketball.
Coach, last one before we let you go. Really enjoyed the time with you. What's one of the things personally that you have really enjoyed since you've been back at Wisconsin that you didn't think you would enjoy after being gone so long?
Oh, this is a great community here. I love the fans here and the students at Marquette. And I didn't really know a ton about Marquette as a school. I knew more about the basketball program, but that's been a ton of fun, just getting to know the community as a school and the students, the faculty. And then our president, Dr. Lovell, is second to none. So that's been awesome. And, you know, I wouldn't trade that experience for anybody.
Yeah, and real quick, because Steve the Homer True has done the comparison from the Johnny Davis to Dwayne Wade thing in the same way that you did.
Yeah.
Did he steal that from you? Because it sounded like a carbon copy, and I want to get at him tomorrow if that's the case.
I don't think so. I mean, I've said it before, but I don't know if I said it to Homer. I mean, Homer knows the game. I mean, you got to give him credit. He knows the game, and you know, he's very good with players. So I'm gonna give him credit for that one.
All right, Coach. We appreciate the time. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Shaka Smart.
I hate that I like him so much.
I heard the. Oh, come on. I heard the
you
comparison.
Know what I'm saying, I'm a Wisconsin Badger. It's hard to say anything nice about Marquette. But Shaka was great.